Title: Phil and Ableton Live 12, Glue It for Old School Rave Pressure Advanced. Vocals: All right, let's build an old school rave vocal fill that doesn't just sound loud, it sounds like it belongs. Like it's been living inside the break and the bass the whole tune. And it suddenly stands up and starts causing trouble right before the drop. This is advanced, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around warping, grouping, returns, and automation. What we're chasing today is pressure, density, glue, and movement. Not random vocal edits, not a shout pasted on top. Real rave energy that punches through a rolling drum and bass mix without wrecking the snare or stealing weight from the low end. By the end, you'll have a reusable setup, a rave vocal fill rack concept, chops that feel percussive, a bus chain that makes it one instrument, throws that only happen at the right moments, and a resampling pass so it gets that sampled identity. The kind of thing where people think you dug it off an old dubplate, even though it's stock Ableton devices. Step 0. Prep the vocal for rave utility. Choose a source that reads fast. A short MC phrase like rewind, selecta, come again. Or a diva syllable, yeah, ha, oh. Or even a spoken one-liner. The key is, it needs to work when it's chopped up like percussion. Drop it onto an auto track. Now warp it deliberately. If it's tonal or sung, use Complex Pro and keep the formants pretty natural, somewhere around 0 up to maybe 30 if you're nudging character. If it's shouty or percussive, go beats mode and preserve transients, usually in the 1/16th to 1/8th zone depending how sharp it is. Then tighten it. Don't worry about realism. In drum and bass fills, tight timing beats natural performance every time. Trim it into a clean one-shot or a short phrase, and consolidate it so you've got a neat, fill-ready clip. Now step 1. Put the fill in the right place. Classic spots are the last bar of every 16, or the last half bar of every 8 if you want more frequent little switch-ups, especially in rollers. Drop a locator and literally call it fill in. It sounds silly, but it keeps you intentional. Duplicate your main phrase so you've got space to work. But here's a crucial rule for old-school pressure. Don't mute the drums completely. Let the break or the drum groove keep rolling. The fill rides on top and locks into the groove. If you remove the drums, you lose that pressure against motion feeling that makes rave edits hit. Step 2. Chop like a junglist. We want tension through micro edits. There are two main workflows. Method A, slice to new MIDI track. This is fast and musical. Right-click your consolidated clip. Choose slice to new MIDI track, slice by transients, and in the simpler track, go into slice mode. Now you can program the fill like a drum pattern. Use a 1/16th grid as your base, and think call and response. Don't just machine gun the same slice. Alternate identities. One slice answers another slice. Method B. Audio chops. More surgical. Duplicate the clip. Split it into 1/8th or 1/16th pieces. And then here's a sneaky move. Nudge a few of the chops slightly the head of the grid. Not enough to flam like a mistake, just enough to feel urgent. That tiny leaning forward is a big part of why old edits feel like they're pulling you into the drop. A classic fill shape to aim for. Start the bar sparse, then make the final half bar dense. So you're basically building an energy ramp without even changing your drum pattern. Now step 3. Glue it with a proper bus chain. This is where most people fail. They process each chop like it's its own event, and it never becomes one instrument. Instead, group your chopped vocal tracks into a group called vocal fill, and put your processing on the group. One chain, one identity. Here's the core device order: EQ8, then saturator, then glue compressor, then optionally drum bus, and finally a limiter just for safety. Start with EQ8. Your job here is to not fight the kick and bass, and not mask the snare's forward crack. High pass aggressively, usually 24 dB per octave around 120 to 200 Hz. If your bass is thick and your kick is weighty, go higher. You're not being too clean. You're making room for the record. Then check the low mids. If it's clouding the snare body, dip 2 to 5 dB somewhere around 250 to 500. If it needs bite, add a gentle push around 2 to 5 kHz. And if it's dull, a light shelf up top around 10 kHz. But here's an advanced coach move. Build a priority lane for the snare. Put a narrow bell on the vocal fill group around where your snare is most forward, often about 2.2 to 3.8 kHz. Map that band's gain to a macro. Then automate it down only during the densest part of the fill, like the last eighth or last quarter note. 2 to 4 dB is enough. This is cleaner than a permanent cut, because you keep presence when the fill is sparse, and you politely get out of the way when it gets busy. Next, saturator. This is where rave pressure starts to show up, because harmonics make the vocal feel like it's inside the same gritty system as your drums. Pick analog clip or soft sign. Drive somewhere around +3 to +8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then pull output down so you're not fooling yourself with louder equals better. Dry slash wet anywhere from 60 to 100% depending on how harsh the source is. And if your distortion isn't speaking, don't just crank drive. Use the pre-emphasis trick. Put an EQ8 before the saturator and boost a little in the 1.5 to 4 kHz zone. Just 1 to 3 dB. Saturate. Then put another EQ8 after the saturator and pull that same area back down slightly. What happens is the saturator reacts harder where you boosted, so you get more aggression, without making the final tone painfully bright. Now the glue compressor. This is the actual it belongs stage. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release either 0.1 to 0.3 seconds or just use auto, which often nails fills. Ratio 4 to 1. Pull the threshold until you're seeing about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Keep makeup off and level manually. And yes, turn on the glue soft clip. It adds that boss bite that feels very rave adjacent. Advanced. Lightly sidechain the glue to the snare. Not to pump like house, just to make the fill bow to the snare hits. 1 to 2 dB ducking is enough. The snare stays king, and the fill sounds mixed, not competing. Optional. Drum bus. This can be magic for turning a clean vocal into something that sounds like it got resampled through a crunchy mixer. Drive maybe 5 to 15%, crunch 5 to 20, but be careful because it can add fizzy top. Boom is off or super low. Use damp to tame harshness. Then a limiter at the end just catching peaks, 1 to 2 dB. This isn't for loudness. It's just safety so your fill doesn't randomly clip when you start automating. Step 4. Add rave space throws. Old school mixes feel spacious, but the secret is it's not constant reverb. It's throws, little moments that splash and then get out of the way. Create two return tracks. Return A is your dub delay using echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4 synced. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it like a classic. High pass around 250, low pass around 6 to 10k. Add a tiny bit of modulation for movement and make the return 100% wet. Return B is your plate or room. Using hybrid reverb, plate or room algorithm, decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds, shorter than you think. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the vocal stays forward. High pass the reverb return around 250 to 400, and if it gets sharp, tame 2 to 4K on the return EQ. Also 100% wet on the return. Now automate sends. Only the last word, or the last chop, or maybe one chop in the middle as a fake answer. The point is, the core rhythm stays tight and punchy, and the space is a moving effect. One more coach note. Make your throws tempo-proof by keeping a consistent echo signature per section. For example, pre-drop fills use 1/8 or dotted 1/8, and post-drop answers use 1/4. It makes your arrangement feel authored, not random. Step 5. Movement with gating and stutters. We're going to use autopan as a rhythmic gate, because it's a classic trick and it's ridiculously effective. Put auto pan on the vocal fill group. Set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo, basically a gate. Rate 1/8 or 1/16 synced. Shape more square if you want it choppy, sign if you want it smoother. Now automate the amount. Here's a proven automation curve. Start the bar around 20% amount, and ramp it up so the final two beats hit 80 to 100%. That gives you the accelerating pressure vibe, without needing to edit 50 slices. And it keeps the groove locked because the gating is synced. Step 6. Pitch throws and formant moves. Pick 1 to 3 chops. Not everything. 1 to 3 moments that tell the listener something is happening. You can automate clip transpose on a specific hit. Try -3, -5, or -12 semitones on the last hit. Pair that with a delay throw and it becomes instant tension. Or use shifter in pitch mode for more controlled throws. Semitones like -7 or +5 work well as accents. Automate the device on and off, or automate the mix to 100% only for the thrown hit. If you want that tape-ish gesture, do a rapid downward pitch over an 1/8 or 1/16 note on one hit, then throw it into echo. That little break moment is classic rave language. Step 7. Resample and commit. This is the part that makes it feel like a real sampled fill, not a clean DAW event. Create a new audio track called Resampled Fill. Set its input to resampling. Solo your vocal fill group and record a few passes while you tweak. Saturator drive, gate amount, and send throws. Perform it, print the vibe, then pick the best one bar, consolidate it into a single clip. If you want extra grit, add redux subtly. A tiny downsample, maybe 2 to 8, and very light bit reduction, like a 12 to 14 bit feel, then a limiter catching peaks. Now you've got a clip you can drag into any tune and it already has identity. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. Don't leave low end in the vocal fill. It will rob weight from the bass and kick and you'll wonder why your drop feels smaller. High pass like you mean it. Don't put reverb on everything. Constant reverb makes breaks feel smaller. Froze are the move. Don't overcompress. Blue is 2 to 5 dB gain reduction. If you're slamming 10 dB, you're probably flattening the impact. Don't fight the snare. If the fill is masking the snare crack, carve the vocal around the snare or sidechain to it. And be careful with stereo chaos. Keep the core fairly mono, and let the throws create the width at the end. If every chop is wide, you smear the groove. Now, a couple advanced variations if you want darker, heavier DNB energy. You can ghost sidechain the fill from the break, not just the snare. Duplicate your break to a muted SC break track with no output, and sidechain your compressor or glue to that. The fill starts breathing like it's part of the break. Very old school.